Online Podcast 101.
Oh, Jesus!
Have you poured your water on the computer?
Welcome everyone, duan duan dan puan puan. This is John Ong, you're listening to, and I'm drunk. Not really. I was kalam kabut, as we call it in Malay. I was very kalam kabut. I had many things turned on, and I don't know which button I hit, and then the volume was too high, and so that I scared myself, and so I was just... I was just a mess.
Reacting to that noise.
Exactly. And let me see. My microphone is good. And where is this coming from? Oh, this is the... oh, crap. Then you can probably hear my cat purr also. We are good.
Good.
Oh, this is... You get to hear all the juicy bits and pieces behind the scene of online podcasts, you know, on Archer Radio. So if you want to hear the pre-show, please go to archerradio.com.
You know, I just love you Americans. You guys are so slapstick.
Oh, is that an American thing? Or is it just me?
I was just going to say, I think that's just John.
I think that's just me.
Have you got a banana peel next to you that you're going to slip on next?
Well, I don't have to slip on the banana peel. I can slip on anything. I have lots of cables in front of me.
That's right. If you've seen his video, he's got quite a setup with all these wires going everywhere.
Yeah,
Actually, you know what? I've never been able to download that show. I have no idea why.
You can go to my blog and go to...
Been there, done that.
It still doesn't play?
It still doesn't.
Oh, maybe, yeah, maybe it's because... Is it an M4V file, I wonder?
It probably is. But M4V files work now.
Should. Maybe you should try that again, Key. And if you can't download, and you can actually let me know, and then I'll try to repost another format. But I think you should be able to. Go now. Why don't you go now before you go to Archer Radio's main site?
Well, I've been to archer.com.
Uh-huh.
And I can't get
Archer
in.
Archer spelled with two R's. Archer, is it, what's your blog?
Archer with two R's. Right, it's archerr.com. Oh, double R. I see. Right. I've been to the single R. And then it's /blog.html. It's Archer. Right. And
Archer,
it shows me vines and grapes. Right, now click on blog. There should be blog there.
You guys can follow along. Just go to archer.com/... blog.html, and you'll follow along.
My, look at all the men. Yes, because that's one of my hobbies, right, is to photograph naked men.
Not to collect naked men, but to photograph.
I was going
to
say that you can see a picture of me up in the corner there. I've got a wine glass in my hand.
Oh, not naked?
Uh-huh. No, I'm not naked. You'll never see this thing naked on my website.
You'll never see this thing naked online, too, because it'll crack your camera, it'll spoil your computer, and it'll break your microphones, I tell you.
That would be the same thing for me.
I think it is. I think it's more like this. My nakedness is equal to this.
Now, Archer, I've got a question.
Yes.
Now, your hairstyle looks quite neat. It doesn't look anything like Chinese hair. Now, the hairdresser is referring to a different type of hair. Can you confirm that?
Well, he was referring to, like, my hair is very straight and very fine.
Ah, right. So he was referring to the hair on your head.
Yes. Not your public hair. Oh, English
Not my
again.
Public hair.
Oh, my English is public. Hair. It's public hair. Not. My public hair would do this.
Now, what noise is that? Is that, a car screeching?
Oh gosh!
A horse.
That is actually from Madge Weinstein's 9-inch donkey dick microphone.
Yeah.
Key, now
sounds...
Key, would you actually have a show for you know, like when we do a show together eventually with Amit and you, would you rather be on my show since my show is explicit and your show is not explicit? Because I would have, probably accidentally slip something in there that's probably inappropriate. Then you have to edit. I don't care because I don't have to do the work.
Right.
Right, okay.
So think about that. But anyway, how do you
think? Well, if you actually have noticed, my show's recently become explicit.
Oh, it has.
My show has become explicit recently.
Did you put in the tag in iTunes? You know, exactly. Archer, can you imagine this? Key and Amit, who's you guys share the same theme song. Amit and Key did a show and they started talking about me, which I played that on my show. I actually talk about that. Do you remember? And they play, you know, you're going to come on my show, and then they make a joke about coming on somebody's show, and then they say, oh, that's for you, John. And so, where was I going with this?
I have no idea.
And
I got really excited, and then it sort of.
And then I forgot it. Oh crap! I'm not gonna be able to go to bed tonight. Oh my gosh, shites, yells out. You guys talk amongst yourself, and then.
Okay, I was gonna say. Well, while you're thinking,
on your website. Some of the photos you do are pretty good.
Oh, on my website.
Yeah, if anybody's interested, go to www.archer with two R's at the end and .com. And click on my blog with, and then you get loads of links to photographs, which are pretty amazing actually, considering that they're male chest mainly.
Right.
Little explicit parts.
Yes.
A little banana.
Some nibbly bits.
A little meat and potato sometimes.
Well, put it this way: some of these bits aren't nibbly at all.
Oh, that's true.
Why? Why?
Now, if you, my boyfriend is actually on there too. He's
can we
model.
Guess?
Oh, well, you can probably, because you've seen the video, little pictures on the video thing on the Archer Radio. But he's model number 6, so it'd be like the 6th one, second row, last one.
If you guys are following, go ahead.
Second row.
Archer with 2 R's .com. You know, that last guy was really good. I think he's such a yummy.
I agree. That last guy was gorgeous. Of course, my boyfriend is gorgeous, too. But.
The last guy.
I just got you into trouble.
Exactly, because, you know, he does listen
to
my show.
To say that.
He'd listen to your show. That's right. And you're on your show. So
right.
That for John.
So did you see him?
Yep.
Cool.
Well, I'm looking at photographs now.
Ooh.
Yeah, I see what you and John mean, yes.
Okay.
I still don't remember what I was going to say, but...
Well, I was going to ask Key what kind of show that you do. What kind of show is yours? Like, what do you talk about?
Ah, right. Initially, my blog, well, I started with a blog first, and initially it's mainly a travel sort of blog, because I do quite a lot of traveling, and then when the podcast started, it sort of rang the same theme. As I went on with it, it's kind of diversed into randomness, really. So now it's you know,
turned into my show.
Travel. Yeah, it's turned into John's show. Yeah. It's food and randomness and loads of just random things that just comes to mind. I just say it, and it's become a lot more explicit than before. It used to be very prim and proper.
Thank you. Thank you. I remember what I was going to say, but I'm going to hold it until you finish your story.
Okay.
It's okay. It's not.
Well, I was going to ask you, you're up to, what episode are you up to?
I've only recently reached episode 10.
Oh, well, congratulations on getting to 10.
Another milestone.
There you go.
You know, 100 shows is just 10 more 10 shows.
I know.
Well, really, 9 more.
You guys
are
like 10 times more prolific.
Oh, Archer is. I'm not.
This is show number 128 for me.
Woo! Good grief.
When did you start?
As I say, most of mine are boring anyway, so...
No, they are. Archer, they're not. I think there are several types of shows. One of them is it's a very finished and very produced type of podcast, which is fine. I have nothing against it. But there are certain show that people tune into. They just want to listen to human life, and they just want to listen to another human being that they can connect to for no reason. I mean, just for entertainment purposes. I have a lot of listeners, you know, writing in, I'm sure you do, just because they can connect to us. And exactly. That's my show, and that's your show, I think.
I get lots of emails telling me just that they just like to hear just what's going on in my life.
Exactly. Yeah. So what you think might be just random rambling, like most of my shows are, but sometimes every one episode or every one word or a sentence that you say can touch somebody. So I think as long as you enjoy doing this, and as long as you're not out here doing this for the sake of getting famous or for the sake of getting lots of listeners,
Or money.
Even though you can sell t-shirts, even though you can sell little t-shirts.
I mean getting paid for the show.
Oh, yeah, it could be. I mean, there's nothing wrong with getting paid for the show, too. But probably in the meantime, I don't think people would want to. Like, for instance, Archer, your show and my show, we don't have a huge audience listenership. And so again, though, the listeners of podcasts are growing as we speak. So I'm sure they would, you know, out of those thousands and millions of listeners, there will be some of them would finding our type of show to be a new kind of entertainment for them too. I'm sure that, I always tell people, as long as there's one person listening, I think my job is done. Because
exactly. And, you know, I only have like 140 listeners on a good day. Mm-hmm. On the weekend, it's like 98. But, the same thing. It's like as long as there's one person listening, I'm going to keep doing it just because I enjoy it.
Exactly.
But what I was saying about the money part is like for me, I'm not doing this to get money or to get paid to do it. I just do it because I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. You know, of course, a lot of people enjoy doing that too. But actually, financially, it could be somewhat of a burden to some people. Even $5 for a Libsyn hosting, and so that's part of the reason why the whole company has that. You know, I'm talking about my t-shirt company, which is podcastersunite.com, plugging my own show. Podcast.
You know, I'll be putting a link on my show for that.
Oh, thank you, and I really appreciate that. My idea is that because there are a lot of small podcasters out there, and if they have 20 listeners, and if one person buy a shirt, they get $1, and $1 out of their 20% out of their $5 subscription Libsyn fee is probably something significant. Because, you know, I myself am a small podcaster, so that's the whole mentality behind it. Sorry, turn it into a business talk.
I think it's great. If anybody buys a t-shirt and puts my name in there, you just keep the dollar.
No, you can. What is that?
I'm saying if anybody buys a t-shirt who listened to my show and puts Archer in there, then you just keep the dollar.
Oh, how sweet. How about, you know, finding your own site that you want to support, like Democracy Now or something, you know, that Madge is doing or something?
Yeah.
You can let me know later.
Okay. Well, but I'm thinking I want to support your site.
Oh, that is so sweet. Oh, you can do that too.
Does this work in the UK?
What is working?
No, I was saying, does this work in the UK?
It works in the UK. Like I said on my last show, on our last show, we talk about it. It's a little pricey when it comes to the shipping, because it is costly for me myself to ship it. It is actually cost me $17 to send. And it's probably a little less, but I have to, because there's only one shipping price tag, we cannot do a different rate for a different country, because I don't have that sophisticated shipping machine behind the whole thing. So if we go with $17, if you still want to do that, you can still do that. We'll send a t-shirt to you in UK, and you can actually have any sort of, like a PayPal would be preferred, a PayPal donate link on your website. If somebody write Keypod Radio, I would, if you have a donation link, I actually will donate that $1 to you in UK or anywhere else, as long as you have a donation link.
That is quite cool, actually.
Yeah, so anybody...
I'll have to think about that.
All your listeners, in fact, Key, I'm sure you have some US listeners, if they buy the shirt and if they put your URL on the purchase field, and you will get $1.
Yeah.
But go get your PayPal. Do you have a donation link?
I don't have a donation link.
If you don't, try PayPal. Go to PayPal and find out how to get a donation link. I should have... you can go to podcastersunite.com. Hopefully, eventually, when you get this message, I would have updated my website with all the English typo, and which, you know, it's a soft launch. It's a soft launch, so I haven't really... All those stuff are really... I didn't even look at the text. I was mainly trying to get all the links to work. But so I didn't really announce it anywhere big, so I haven't done it yet. So hopefully, by the time you get this show is out, it will be all up and ready. So there will be a how to create your own PayPal donation link also on my website.
Ooh, very good. Now, John, are you going to put out a press event for it?
I will.
Like press.
I will, and hopefully that's coming soon. I'm going to, you know, clean up my site, yes, you know, full of English, and I will clean up the site. I'm going to clean up the site, and I actually have somebody working on it, actually a consultant writing the press release for me.
Oh, very good.
Yes. So there you go. Is that enough of me or not? Why don't you guys talk about yourself?
Oh, well, you'd have to ask something.
Okay, let me ask.
Yeah, where do you want to start?
How about, Key, what made you start it? What made you start podcasting?
Okay, I suppose, well, the story's quite long, but the long and short of it is, when I was back in university, I used to help produce a radio show at the university FM station, and it was so boring. It was a classical music show.
Oh, I love classical music.
Yeah, but nobody listened to us. And out of six shows throughout the season, we only had one genuine caller. The rest of our callers were
made up,
you know, because it was a phone-in show. Yeah, I had all my friends.
Oh, I would have called.
So ever since then, I gave up. But, but then on the advent of the iTunes 4.9, I came across this thing called podcasting. And lo and behold, when I put in, you know, tags to search for a podcast, John Ong's show came up.
Woo-hoo!
And sort of tempted me into doing it myself. And as time went on, sort of caught on to the ride quite well, I think. And that's about it, really. And from all the encouragements of people writing in and all the comments... And you know, how to improve the show. It sort of got me going for a while.
Okay, you don't have to respond, Key, but Archer, Key's kind of cute.
What?
Key's cute.
Oh, that's so sweet.
He is cute. He looks so young. How old are you? You look like you're like 15.
Oh.
I don't know if that... okay, I'm not sure if that's
don't bite
a
me.
Good or bad thing.
Boy, my cat just bit me. My pussy attacked.
Attack of the pussy.
Angry pussy.
How old are you?
Have a guess.
Okay, let me guess. I would say, based on your picture, how about 32?
I was going to say like 28.
Archie, you're closer.
Oh, sorry.
I will be 28 in May.
Oh, shit, sorry. I overshot.
John, 30. What? 34?
32, I said.
John Ong is aging you by a couple years.
Sorry.
Oh, thanks. It's called the GIF compression.
Exactly. It was too far. It was too far. You know, that picture I saw of you was probably the one that little tiny one that you... You know, that little tiny profile picture?
A little tiny profile. Yeah, that is quite a tiny profile picture. But actually, that picture was taken 4 years ago.
So you look older,
I'm
now you're younger.
The one.
No, I'm looking at the one. I'm really bad with age.
I'm looking at the one that shows you, like, there's like five pictures in a row of you holding up the phone.
Which one? Where are you? Tell me the
I'm
URL.
At his blog.
He's
his
at my blog site.
KISING.blogspot.com.
Listeners, go ahead. If you're next to a computer, do that.
Actually, I was going to say, Archer, you've got a very BBC voice, actually.
I do.
Yeah,
I think
do.
It's kind of gay.
Well, are you gay?
No, what's that?
His boyfriend is.
No, I've got a boyfriend.
Yeah, I'm not
gay,
but my boyfriend is. I'm not gay. I just sleep with men.
I know. You're just tagging along for the fun.
That's right.
Oh my goodness, you got this VoIP phone thingy. Yeah,
yes,
it's a Skype phone?
The VIP thing. Yeah, it is a Skype phone. Works with Skype.
Ew.
And it works with
Oh,
Gibson.
You are younger in there. You are you definitely
younger. Okay.
Gosh, you look like a kid. You look like you're 15.
Oh, gee, thanks.
See, that's what I said.
Gee, thanks. I'm not sure if that's a compliment, but okay.
Well, sure it is.
I'll go with
the younger you can look, the better.
Hey,
when
King.
You get to my age, you'll want to be...
Exactly. I was just going to say as you, you know...
Well, how old are you then, Archie?
I'm 41.
No.
Yes, I'm 41.
No.
Yes.
You can't be 41.
Okay.
I am.
You know, not only do we have different accent from each of us, and we have different time zones, we also have different age groups. Like, you're in the 40s, early 40s. And
yeah.
I am in my sort of early 30s, and then Key is in his somewhat late 20s.
Yeah.
How old do you think I am? I think I already told you guys, but anyway.
I think you're 34.
And you, Key?
I think you might be, 40?
I'm actually 65. I'm Madge's age.
No.
Madge is 56.
What, John, do you suck blood from young children or something to say that?
No, I'm 31.
31, okay.
Yes.
Well, then I overshot it this time.
It's okay. You know, I've never been very... I don't care about age. I think I don't care about age. You know, it's just a number to me. It's never been anything more important. You know, it's just how I feel that's more important. I honestly feel like I'm 24 when I was 24, and then I still feel like I'm 24 now.
Now, Bruce is older than you, right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah,
he is he is 1966, so that is what?
So he's 39.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So,
so you like those older guys?
Age, he's my first boyfriend, so it's kind of hard to say.
Oh,
he is your first boyfriend?
Yes, he is. And
is
we've been
and you've
love?
Been to, you've together been
together for
seven? Like 7 years.
Yes.
Oh, well done.
That is amazing.
I have never. I don't really know. I think I'm a buffet kind of all opportunity kind of guy. I find all kinds of men attractive.
Oh.
Yes.
Is that the same for you, Key?
No.
Yeah, I was going to say me either. I'm very specific.
Oh, are you very specific? Oh.
How specific?
Well, look at my boyfriend. That's what I like.
Oh, right.
I like guys
boy
who are around my...
Type.
Huh?
Boy next door type.
Yes, around my age, thinner than me, and very intelligent.
It's very easy to find a guy thinner than me, too.
Well,
sorry.
And the guy who's thinner than me has to appreciate a man who's got a little bit of chunk.
Okay, go ahead, finish. I'll tell you another story.
Well, that's all I was going to say.
Oh
my gosh, this is so easy. When you have somebody to talk to, especially two people, it is so easy. It's like 23 minutes for my show.
I was going to say, I've already gone almost 24 minutes for the second show.
Exactly. What I was going to say is, I do grow the taste or the preference. I like all kinds, all types. My appreciation for men keeps adding, and I don't really drop any kind of men off my list. I just keep adding. So I do like my man a little, you know, it has a little heft. You know, I don't like too skinny.
Are you trying to say you're a horny girl?
Well, I'm horny. That's
a given. That he doesn't mind a guy who's got a belly.
No, it's not. Especially for a guy, if you're talking about falling in love with somebody, that's a whole different story. On top of that, it's different from when you just find a certain person attractive or not. It's a whole different ballgame. What do you guys think? Maybe that could be our third show.
I agree with you completely, because if it's love. It's totally different. You don't even really look at the body, and you're not thinking about looks as much.
Exactly, but
it's other things.
But realistically, it has to be both for a healthy relationship to be there. And there has to be, it has to be sex in it. It's not just going to. Otherwise, it's just going to be, a nun.
Well, there has to be that initial attraction.
A nun? oh, what is it you can't face? And so, yeah, it would be, it has to have the initial attraction for sure. And I think, right. But I really think that, you know, when you fall in love with someone, it can, but I just, yeah, it can be, it's slightly different from when it's just all physical.
Yes, I agree. What do you think, Key?
I think I kind of got lost in all that counter comments.
But you know what? What I think is,
as my mother always says, as long as you like it, dear.
As long as you like it, yeah.
As long as you like it, that's fine.
Huh. It
doesn't matter what you like, as long as you like it.
That's good. So I have a question, just to change the topic entirely, because I have Key's website in front of me.
Okay.
So you said that you've been in the UK for 16 years?
Yeah.
And are most of your family in UK or in Malaysia still?
Now you've asked a complicated question.
Okay.
Makes
a good show.
At one point we were all here, and but in years gone by, everybody's gone blasted everywhere. But most of my siblings have moved back to Malaysia.
Mm-hmm.
But they are thinking of moving back here again. I tell you, it's so complicated. I'm the only one.
Are they a permanent resident? Are they permanent residents there? Well, sorry. Two questions at the same time.
Say again.
Archer, you first.
What was the question?
My question was, how many siblings do you have?
I've got three other siblings. I'm kind of the middle kid.
Oh, the middle child.
The middle one.
I'm the baby.
I'm second to the baby.
Oh, do you come from a big family, Archer?
Yes, I have six brothers and sisters.
Oh!
Yeah, and I'm a twin as well.
Identical?
No, we're fraternal.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
And when you say you've got six brothers and sisters, do you mean you've got six brothers and then you've got six sisters?
No, I have three brothers and three sisters.
And you're the little one in the middle. No, you're second to last.
I am number six of the seven.
Oh, grief.
Yeah.
Sounds like a chaotic family.
Actually, it wasn't bad. No, not too bad. Now, Key, is Amit your boyfriend? I don't really. I don't know. I'm just asking because I don't know anything about you.
Okay. Archie, can you say that again, loud and clear?
Key, is Amit your boyfriend?
Okay. No, he isn't. He isn't. He's one of our fellow podcasters. We are common friends through John Ong, and we kind of got to know
they
each
are my
other.
Children.
Yeah, we're kind of his progenies, really. I don't know.
I pushed them out really hard.
That's a word for that comment.
I'm reading on the site where it says that he is single. Girls, he is single, so I just didn't read down far enough.
It's okay. Actually, Amit is, he's actually engaged now.
Oh, congratulations, Amit.
I know, he's engaged. I don't know when he's going to get married, but...
To a guy?
Say again.
To a guy?
Don't ask you. Not all my listeners are gay.
Oh, okay.
No. Sorry, I'm not laughing at you, Arthur. I'm just laughing because it's such a funny predicament.
No. It's to a woman.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It is not legal for men to marry men in the UK, as yes.
I was going to say, isn't that coming soon, though?
I'm sure it is.
Because isn't Elton John going to marry his longtime partner?
Well, I have no idea who Elton John's going to marry, but good luck to them, really. But, okay. They've talked about it for ages, but I don't think it's going to go forward, not with this present government anyway.
Well, you're farther along than we are.
Exactly.
Really? I thought people were getting married in California.
Oh, that's what you see in the news.
For a very short time.
Right.
That's why a lot of people think that Americans are so forward-thinking are, so... It is entirely different when you actually have to live in this country than you what is being portrayed by the media in a foreign country of the United States of America. I mean, I love this country. I mean, I'm not talking it down or anything, but the government... Oh, goodness.
Yeah, under George Bush, it's all become like a... theocracy, and there's really only one state in the country that legally you can get married, but your marriage is only legal in that state.
I've noticed ever since George Bush came into office, the United States seems to be a lot more Christian, well, religious Christian than anything else.
At the same time, and, more brutal, and at the same time, how can be a Christian and it is more evil and, you know, killing and all that? I wonder.
I know. That's why I said religious Christians, you know, rather than just Christians. I don't know. It's all quite a strange dance that George Bush is doing.
And
over on this side of the Atlantic, we just find it quite difficult to understand. Either he's either two-faced or he's not very intelligent.
Well, he's not very intelligent, that's for sure.
Powerful and not intelligent not intelligent are the two things that is very lethal combination.
Right, that's a bad combination.
Absolutely. Give a monkey a nuclear bomb. What are we gonna do? Have you ever been to this website called WeAreSorry.com?
Yes, I've seen that.
It is brilliant. I've never seen a funny website.
They started that like the day after the election, and that's been going for, you know, more than a year.
Right. And have you heard of the other website, shithappens.com, which is basically a reply sort of website saying it's okay, you know.
Right, like we forgive you.
Yeah, we forgive you kind of website.
Yeah, I've seen that one too.
What was I going to say? I forgot now. But, yeah.
Anyway, I think maybe we will wrap up the show. Oh, I will at least. And I want to say.
And I think I will too, because it's 11 o'clock on the East Coast, and I think I'm going to go to bed.
Well, it's currently GMT 4:03 in the morning.
Oh Lord.
It's 11:03 on the Eastern Seaboard.
Thank you for staying up late to be on my show and Archer Radio Show. And for the listeners, you're just listening to this anytime you listen to this. So.
Anytime you like, yeah. And this is a broadcast from the BBC.
Yes.
Beep! Are we going to sing? Are we going to sing the garage?
Oh, let's do. Okay, instead of playing the theme song, because I always have technical difficulty, I'm not going to play my theme song. Let's go out with our... Malaysian national anthem.
Wait, okay. What state are you from?
I'm from Penang.
I'm in
Penang.
I was going to say I'm from Virginia.
You're from Virginia.
Virginia.
Oh, I can spin so many jokes from that. But never mind, that'll be for another show.
Oh, virgin. Oh, vagina.
I am not a virgin. I'm from vagina.
You're from vagina. I thought you say from China.
Virchina. Oh, that's a match. That's a match kind of thing. Virchina.
Oh, that is.
So okay, let's go. Let's take the show out with Negaraku.
Okay.
And do you still remember? Oh gosh, I hope. Okay, don't start too high. Negaraku. Okay, I'm singing. Okay. Tanah tumpah nyata waraku. Rakyat hidup bersatu dan maju.
I'm going to fade out while you guys
okay,
fade.
Go ahead. Ya Tuhan kurniakan
okay,
Raja
kita
selama bertakhta. Okay, let's just end this crap.
Oh, okay,
not crap.
I ended mine.
Kill me, someone. Kill me.
Anyway, thank you very much, everybody, and we'll talk again. And
absolutely.
Good night, and good day, or whatever, whenever you're listening to this. And don't forget to smile. Ta-ta, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.